Go away. No, I'm a burrito now. I can't talk. That is correct. I am now a burrito, and I can't talk, so stop asking me questions. I had a shitty day at work, so I came home, found this giant tortilla on the bed, and wrapped myself up, and well, now I am a burrito. Of course I can't talk. I'm a burrito, and burritos can't talk. Have you ever seen a talking burrito? No. No, I am not talking. But don't you understand? I'm a burrito and burritos can talk, so therefore I am not talking because I'm a burrito. Get it? Look, if you think that I'm talking, then there's something wrong with you. You're the one having conversation with a burrito, so maybe talk to someone about that. Yes, it's a tortilla. No, it's not a blanket, it's a tortilla. Oh, you're so frustrating. I am a burrito. Burritos are, by definition, wrapped in tortillas. Ergo, this is a tortilla. Tortillas can be rectangular, don't be shapeless. Doritos are tortillas, and they are freaking triangles. And you can make a rectangle out of triangles, and you can't make a circle out of triangles, no matter how many you have. Okay, Mr. Smarty Pants. You can approximate a circle with a bunch of triangles, but it'll never really be a circle. Whatever, I'm a burrito, not a mathematician or geometrist or whatever. Plus, I can't talk, so I can't argue. Am I from Chipotle? Do you see any tinfoil around me? Alas, I'm just a sad, cheap, microwavable burrito from a gas station. Well, obviously, I've had my plastic wrapper removed. Like, I don't know what you're going to do with a giant burrito in the middle of your bed. It's a unique situation. I guess you're going to have to sleep around the burrito. No, I am not your burrito. I'm nobody's burrito. You can't own a burrito. Finders keepers doesn't apply to burritos. No, it doesn't. The Supreme Court settled that back in the 90s. It was the landmark case of random burrito versus Hendershot. The court determined that the defendant was not entitled to ownership of a burrito that he found on the street just because he yelled, "Finders keepers," when he found it. The burrito was granted full autonomy over their own personhood. Okay, fine, their burritohood. I suppose the circumstance is a little different since I'm in your house, but it's dubious. Like, I'm a burrito, not a lawyer, so I can't offer you legal advice. Plus, I can't talk, so I literally can't offer you legal advice. Do what you want. Are you seriously now petting your burrito? That's weird, dude. What do you mean you are rubbing the burrito's back? Burritos don't have backs. No, burritos are cylinders, and cylinders don't have backs. Although, again, I am not a mathematician, and also, I can't talk. Dude, now you're cuddling your burrito. Weird. What are you, a burrito fetishist or something? No, do not tickle a burrito. That's burrito etiquette rule number one. Stop it. Just let me be a sad girl burrito in peace. What are you doing? Oh!
No, don't turn me over. You'll break the seam and all the filling will fall out.
Checking to see you are seeing it?
It's a sad girl burrito. What do you think is in it?
No, stop.
You can't just open up a burrito. You feel a sting.
Oh.
Fine. See? Just like I said. Your sad girl burrito has a sad girl filling. Big shocker. Yes, this particular sad girl burrito still has underwear on. It's standard toppings for the variety. You can so get a bra and panties on a Chipotle burrito. I mean, it's not on the menu or anything, but if you ask, they'll add it. It's like cilantro. You can't just go picking things off of your burrito just because you don't want them. You're violating burrito protocol. Hey. Well, you should care. I bet you'll care when the FBI shows up. No, not that FBI. I'm talking about the freaking burrito inspectors. Burrito cops. They'll throw your ass in jail if they catch you doing this. Fine. Okay. Now you have a naked sad girl burrito. Now will you wrap my tortilla back around me and just let me be? Taste? What do you mean you want to taste? You're so weird. I mean, it's a burrito like this. Oh, basically a taco at this point. It's insulting.
Oh, the opposite. It's insulting to tacos. Sad gas station burritos aren't as good as even the worst tacos.
Oh. Who just uses the tip of their tongue like that to eat a taco?
You think you found a bean to taste? What are...
Oh, shit. Oh, that's my clit. Fuck. Yeah. Some burritos have clits. They... Oh.
Assume things. Burritos do have clits.
Baby, I'm not a burrito anymore. No, I mean, I was a burrito for real, but now I'm not anymore. Well, now I'm just a formerly sad girl who has a really sweet boyfriend who puts up with her when she's silly and is silly with her and never fails to make her feel better. And also, they fuck.
Like, right now. Right here on this tortilla. Yeah, get up here and kiss me. I was going to start making terrible burrito sex terms, like fill me with your crema. That would just have ruined the mood. So let's just fuck as humans and avoid that. Now, let's take this cloth off of you. Yes, and these. And these. Ooh, nice hard guacamole you have there. sorry. It was the best one I thought of, and I couldn't resist. Okay, get on top of me, and let's put this nice hard stick right there.
That feels so good. Baby. Right there. Right there. Please. Yeah, just thrust into me. Please, please. Harder. Harder. Yes, please. Rub my clit. Please, rub it. Rub it. Can you come inside of me, please? Yeah, I want you to fill me up, please. Yes, please continue. I'm coming. Yeah, fill me up. Yes, just like that. That's just what I wanted. No, I'm a set girl no more. I am a very, very happy and lucky bro who's very much in love with you. Nope, I promise you that I am no longer a burrito in any way. Although, I still can't talk. Nope, I can't talk. Well, because now I am a cream pie. And everyone knows that cream pies can't talk.